You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the very magical track Cyclical. You're on 95BFM, this is The Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
That is Sheepdog and Wolf with Cyclical, and we have got Sheepdog and Wolf in the studio, aka Daniel. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, how are you?
Good, it's lovely to have you up here, been really enjoying that track, and you've just put out a new one yesterday
Two Minds. It's the first single from my my finally new album that I've announced after 7 years.
That's pretty exciting, a bit of a labour of love then?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was recorded over around about 3 years, but it's actually been done for like 4 years already.
Oh, wow.
And there's just been a whole lot of garbage in between stopping me from releasing it. So
it's always the way, yeah. Isn't it? It has been really nice to hear new tracks from you because, as you say, it's been a hot minute
since we have.
One thing that I really wanted to chat about is how do you construct a track, Daniel? Because they're so textural, there's so much going on there. Where do you start? Is it with lyrics? Is it with like a sound? How do you go about it?
I think historically it's always been like one of my main instruments that I've started with. So either like a saxophone line, guitar line, piano line or drum line, and then I'll basically just record that into a loop. It used to be on a big old loop pedal, but now you know technology's advanced, so I just do it in a computer now, and then I'll just kind of play along with that for ages until I'm happy with where it's at in like, you know, maybe 10 second loop format.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll actually start recording that properly into my workstation, which is called Reaper, and just kind of start layering stuff up over that, and I kind of make it in slices. So
right.
Once I've got to a slice which feels really good, and kind of fully, you know, vertically complete,
mm-hmm.
I'll listen to that just like hundreds and hundreds of times and try to figure out what I want to happen next. And then usually I figure it out and I'll write the next thing. And if I never figure it out, I never finish the song.
Yeah. I'm sure many people have experienced that particular feeling. But it is an interesting thing because your tracks go in a lot of different places. Like they sort of start somewhere and definitely take you on a journey throughout the song. Do you ever have a bit of an idea of the full shape of it, or is it, as you say, it's kind of one foot in front of the other?
Yeah, I think so. The reason I answered that last question saying historically is because my way of doing it has changed a little bit recently. I've been kind of trying to write more just like full songs.
Yeah.
And then... So, recently I've been writing more full parts and having a real idea of where it's going to go before I even start recording. And that's kind of makes it quite interesting for the layering, because instead of just in little loops, which means you start thinking in 10-second slices, you're thinking a lot more in terms of how it's going to build over a whole track, and so you can be a lot more textural with it, and you can have a lot more kind of development to it over the track, I think, which is something I really am happy with this album, which I think it didn't have in the last album, is the tracks of continuity. I think
it used
to just like jump around a lot, very kind of
which is also very cool.
Yeah.
and that's something that I think is awesome, because your last record got a lot of critical acclaim. You were up for a Tate next to Lorde, I think. Is that right?
Oh, yes, yeah. I was. That
that's
was
a
cool.
pretty that's a pretty nice lineup to be included
yeah.
in. That must be something you're still very proud of, I'm sure. But how do you feel like your music has changed between now and then? What are you writing about now, rather?
Yeah, so I think I'm still really proud of that record. I definitely am. But I'm kind of proud of it as like a document of a certain time. Because it's any time I'm writing music, I'm kind of writing it as like a kind of confessional journal sort of thing. And so it's always a document of a time. So I'm really proud of that for what it was, but obviously I've come a long way since then. So I think Egospect was a lot about sort of naive teen wonderings about the world and like where I was going to go and that kind of thing, and those sorts of worries and, you know, trying to figure out who I was. And I think the next record is kind of a lot more concerted in what it's about. It was written over a period of chronic physical and mental illness, and it's about that time and about kind of my experience with mental illness and coming to terms with it and recovering over a period and getting help and understanding what it actually is. But I think it's as much about recovery as it is about the illness.
Yeah.
So it's not like a kind of really dark album. I don't think it feels quite light to me. So I think that's the change in the content. And in terms of the change in the kind of musical style, I think I was listening to a lot of electronica at that time, is like especially progressive stuff like kind of John Hopkins and Floating Points and that kind of thing, and just the way that those pieces develop over such a long period and have these seeds which are planted at the beginning which don't come to fruition for like 6 minutes. I got really, really interested in that kind of thing, and so I think there's a lot more of that continuity going on in this album rather than the kind of just, I would, with Egospect, an idea would come to its end and then I'd be like, okay, completely different thing now, immediately, with no continuity, which I like, but
It's a different thing. It's a different thing. That's really interesting what you say about it being kind of almost like a snapshot of where you are at a certain period. And I think, you know, from these songs that we've heard, especially Two Minds, you do get that duality of the anxiety, the intensity of, you know, the whatever it is you're going through in that moment. But there is a lightness in there as well. That kind of has that sort of, I don't know, edge of hope or something, or kind of the little light at the end of the tunnel of a sort of strange period seems to be built into these tracks. Can you tell us a little bit about Two Minds as a song specifically? Because there is a really phenomenal and very stressful, but in a good way, video to watch, which I recommend people go and watch at some point today. Can you tell us a little bit about this whole process?
Sure. Yeah, so Two Minds is a track that was written a few years ago about like where I was at in terms of my relationship with my mental illness at the time, which was quite a confused relationship, especially with the anxiety side of things, because I knew that it was really hurting me and limiting me, but I also felt weirdly dependent on it. I felt like it was like a really kind of core part of me, and that it was somehow shielding me from some horrible person I would be if I didn't have the anxiety there to like fence me in, which I've come to realize now is not true. Well, at least in my opinion, I think that your mental illness obscures who you are. It doesn't define who you are. But that's where I was at the moment at that time. And so the song is about that conflict and about hating, you know, how I'm feeling and where I'm at, but also feeling like I need it, and so not wanting to let go of it. And the video is made by the brilliant director called Tom Augustine, who he has had a similar kind of experience with this sort of thing. And we've been friends for a very long time, and I came to him, and I'd seen some videos he'd done, like for Jess B for the Take It Down video and stuff. Yeah. He does great videos. And so I came to him and said, hey, would you ever be interested in doing something? And he immediately latched onto this song from the album as something he'd like to make a video for, and kind of came to me, and he described how he has anxiety dreams and how they manifest. And one of the ways that they manifest is in these faceless figures following him sometimes. And then when they catch him, instead of actually attacking him in any way, they just like touch him and like pull at his face and that kind of thing. And like the funny thing is, the press shots that I just got like a month ago also had lots of people pulling at my face, because I was like, how can I visualize anxiety? I know people pulling at my face. Tom was like, I want to make this video where people pull at your face. And I was like, oh my God, we're just so in sync here.
Is this the core of anxiety? People touching your face?
Maybe it is. That's what it all comes down to, is face pulling. And we were kind of, it was a very ambitious idea. We wanted to have like a very large number of people chasing me, and like, you know, a very concerted costume. And but it somehow all came together. Our producer Putri did the most amazing job to get everyone together. And I'm so stoked with how it turned out. I don't really want to spoil what happens in it, because I feel like it's quite a cool build. And
I think you're right. Yeah, I think people just should go and watch it. It is a very visually arresting video, is what I would say.
I'm glad. Yeah, it is meant to be a bit stressful. Yep. That's kind of the intention, so I'm glad to hear.
Maybe have a nice cup of tea with you while you're watching it and a biscuit, and then just like have a big breathe out afterwards.
Yeah,
it is pretty cool though to, I guess, now have a little bit of distance between writing these tracks and releasing this record. Do you feel like, even, you know, between that shorter space of time, you can have a wee bit of distance looking at these as well? Or how does that work for you?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I think for quite a long time after writing this record, because I was still very much in the space that I was in while writing it, listening to it was kind of, it brought me back to that point and was kind of not necessarily the most pleasant experience. I was still very proud of what I'd done, but it was quite kind of immediate. And now I think with that distance, I can listen to it in a much more detached way and just be really, I guess, proud of the fact that I was able to turn that period into something that I'm really happy with and musically quite happy with. I mean, I think with, it's funny, with music often, especially with Egospect, when you write it, you just kind of have to trust as soon as you finish it that you thought it was good when you were writing it, because you're never going to think it's good again. So with Egospect, I almost immediately after finishing it was like, I know I thought these songs were good at the time, but God.
What have I done?
Exactly. But then I just kind of had to trust. Yeah. At some point I thought they were good, so I'll put it out. And then I am now, once I have distance from that, I am still really proud of that record. But with this one, I just kind of, when I finished it, I would listen to it and I'd be like, you know what, I still think this is good.
That's a good feeling. Yeah.
I think that's the reason why so many years after it was finished, I'm actually still happy with releasing it.
Because
I think I trust enough that I'm proud of these.
Yeah.
That I can put them out without worrying too much about it being, you know, some mistake that I made years ago.
Well, it's definitely not a mistake. We're going to listen to Two Minds now, which is, as you say, the first proper single coming out from the new record. What is the name of the new album?
The new album is also called Two Minds.
Excellent.
It's coming February 19th, 2021, and we're doing a vinyl pressing as well as a limited green transparent vinyl pressing, which
Flash.
Is Bandcamp only, which you can pre-order now. So this is Two Minds.
Excellent. Daniel, thank you so much for coming in. Always a pleasure. And we look forward to hearing the rest of the record when it comes out.
Thank you so much for having me.
Maybe. breathe. A little easier would help me keep from losing me. Haunted by panic and my worries, I would always sleep so deep, so easily. And who would I even be without my anxiety? I'd maybe breathe a little easier. How would I keep from losing me? Without my panic and my worries, I don't wanna sleep so deep, so easily.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.